Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
So, I am I'm in between two things now. See, what is playing now is making me switch. If I switch, I will not preach. So, but I think you people want to hear God's word. So, let me. I didn't ask you to stop. I might need it. I may not. But that thing is doing something to me, and it's a good thing. So, just do it safely, so that I can still preach. If not, I will start prophesying, and that may not. I want to become very selfish with prophecy, so that anytime I prophesy, people will take it seriously. So I won't sleep when I'm telling you to pray. But it's amazing. Somebody slept and God still delivered him. That's the power of a corporate anointing. Anybody under that umbrella will get it. But if you cannot pray and you cannot join a community of prayer, so what shall we do for you? These are this is how I learn spiritual things. So when I hear some things, I ask myself, what was the spiritual law that was being applied in his case? That's the way I think. Because if it's a law, it means it can be replicated. Are you with me so far? Jesus said to Brother Judas, I said to Brother Peter, said, the enemy has desired to sift you like wheat. He has requested for you. Say, but I prayed for you. The prayer of Jesus, even though it was a victory prayer, for Jesus to say to you, I have prayed for you, what it means is that he has gained the victory in that matter. Huh? But the victory was not to prevent that thing from happening. It was to minimize the damage. Because some people may be going about saying, but God, I prayed. The prayer may not be to stop it. The prayer might be to minimize the damage and prepare you for restoration. Because in the case of Judas, there was no room for repentance. So for some of us who think we do not have any reason to testify, maybe you need to think again. Peradventure, your prayer was only meant to preserve you from destruction so that you can be later restored. But beyond that matter, Jesus took Peter into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. Judas was not there. The only time Judas came was to betray his master. The one who followed the master to pray was later restored. The one who came to the same garden to sell his master died. These are spiritual things. Who you follow matters. How you follow also matters. Don't follow from afar. I don't want to seek you from outside the court. I want to be among the number. That's the song we sing here. So we gather in the holy place, in the most holy place. It's a mindset. In this new year, you don't want to follow God from afar. Don't follow God from a safe place. That, oh, most people are here. No, we must refuse it. Oh, everybody is here. No. Like Joshua, you must go beyond the crowd and climb that mountain. That means you must be willing to do what those in the general community are not disposed to doing. Are you with me so far? Please, this is so important.
Thank you.
Psalm 92 verse 7. We'll just take as many verses as we can. And you shall receive power. Amen. When the wicked spring as the grass. And please pay attention to the nature of their springing. How do you find grass springing? They spring quickly. They are very fast. All of a sudden they can cover the entire land. He said, when the wicked spring grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish. Two categories of people here. He said, it is for one reason. That what? They shall be destroyed forever. So when you envy them. Verse 8. But thou, O God, art the Most High forever. There is a but factor somewhere here. You know, when you see the wicked flourish, they don't flourish for one day. Sometimes they can flourish for years. There are some former presidents in Nigeria that we used to pray many years ago, and when I was a young child, that they should fall down and die. And one of them still celebrated birthday. He was a military leader. And people were still greeting him, long life. At 80 something. The guy refused to die. But do you know that God's will of justice is sure? The evil that some have committed, they will begin to pay for it in their life, and their children will complete the payment. Yes. That's the way God works. Say, but thou, O God, give me that scripture. Thou, O God, thou, O Lord, art most high forever. Verse 9. For lo, behold, thine enemies, O Lord. For lo, thy enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. This is the scripture. This is one of the scriptures you can use when there is a gang up against you in the office. Are you with me now? Or when you know that they are the congregation of the wicked, somewhere they are always talking about you. This is the scripture you will use for them. Say they will be scattered. They will not understand themselves. Sometimes these conversations are not among men, they are among spirits. Spirits that have contended with your parents and succeeded. Some of you need to admit that the powers your parents contended with overcame your parents, so that you can stand up on your feet and get ready and be strong. Please tell your neighbor, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Please put up that scripture. But my horn, please say my horn. Shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with what? With a fresh anointing. My eye shall also see my desire upon my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Come on, say amen. And he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. For those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit where? In their old age. And they shall be fat and they shall flourish. Now, I have a feeling that I might need to come back to this scripture. There are a few things here, but let me narrow down. Now jump. Now on. Oh goodness. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So you wait for me. Please put up verse 9. Are we in the same? Verse 10, I beg your pardon. Now, I want you to consider this verse. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Now, spiritually, one of the ways we determine the strength of a man is by his own. Every believer, or not just believer, any man of strength or woman of strength spiritually has a horn. A horn is a symbol of authority. It's a symbol of strength. And when a man has no horn, his authority, even if he got it, even if it's in Aso Rock, is illegitimate. It can be removed anytime. This reminds me of Brother Saul in the Bible. He wasn't looking for a kingdom. He was looking for his missing asses. But something significant happened to Saul when Samuel was anointing him. So something happened to Brother Saul. Prophet Samuel anointed him with a flask. A flask. Let me just say, like the type our parents used to use to save tea. In those days, there used to be one flask. Like, some of you don't know that flask because you did not even take tea with your parents. But for some of us, whose parents used to wear afro. Are you here now? Some of these people you are looking at, like Brother Pat, you used to have plenty. I perceive you used to have a lot of hair. Did you wear afro at any time? Hey, Chineke. I want to see what. Do you have any picture? Aye. Did you bar punk? Hey! Some of you don't know who I'm talking. All these old people, respect them. They have barbed a lot of hairstyle that you cannot imagine. Eh? BJ. If I ask all the old people here to stand up now and let them tell. Some styles don't exist again. People have changed the name. But there was this very nice looking flask many years ago. I think it was very common. You can just prepare your tea and just serve everybody on the dining. But it was made from maybe ceramic or plastic or something, but very pretty, you know. And it was always on the dining table. So our brother was anointed with a flask. And I didn't see any problem with it until Samuel wanted to anoint David. He didn't use a flask. He used a horn. Now, by tying that to the scripture I just read, he used a horn. The problem with a horn here is that blood must be shed. An animal must be killed to extract that oil. There must be warfare. There must be struggle. Some of you are praying for increase in anointing without corresponding battles. Many of you are not aware that the anointing in you has the capacity to expand and grow only to the degree of the warfare you are facing. And as long as you want a life that is too peaceful, the anointing in you will just balance and stabilize at the level of your life. Are you with me so far? Put up that scripture. So David began to prophesy in Psalm 92:10, and he said, "My own you will exalt," which means it is possible for a man to secure a level of power in the realm of the spirit, but that power will not be legitimate now because God has not exalted it. Please stay with me. It is like a showing forth. The Lord saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him." The moment God says, "Hear him," it is the Lord exalting his horn. All of a sudden, he will preach the same message the whole world will hear. Nothing will change. He may not even change his t-shirt. But Mark Zuckerberg will now suddenly acquire WhatsApp, acquire Instagram, buying things up and down, including the ones they've bought that you are not aware of. Some of us were here shouting and fighting. What's the rationale in changing your name from Facebook to Meta? Did you think about that? Does it make sense? You are making money. It is now that it's beginning to make sense. You did not see it. The guy saw it. So he knew that for what was coming, for the horn he wanted, there needed to be a change of name. Abraham must become Abraham. Some of you will need to change your name from phone repairer to engineer for what is coming. Are you still with me? Some of you may need to upgrade from UI UX to full stack. That means you have to go back to school and learn something. Some of you may need to upgrade from being a plumber to becoming full service agencies. Because for God to exalt your own, it is not outside a vacuum. God never does anything without a reason. He never does anything for which a space has not been created. Please stay with me. David said, "My own I will exalt." You know what it means to exalt? It is to take something that is at the same level with everybody, and then he says, "Step up here." That on is a man. That on is the authority he has vested in a man. Tells the man, "Stand up here." The moment he stands there, he's no man at the same level with everybody. And at this level, there are certain benefits, certain powers. There are certain things he can do that others will not be able to do, because the Lord has chosen to what? To exalt his authority. Before now, he used to pray for the sick, but now he doesn't pray for the sick. He just points to them and say, "Be well." You will notice that upgrade. It is not outside a vacuum. It is not outside a vacuum. Every time the Lord says, "I want to exalt your own." Okay, go back to that verse. Go back to verse 9. Now, can you look at the screen here? What is the subject of verse 9? Did you see the word enemies? Can you see the word enemies? I want you to see the context for exhortation. You must love to fight. This year that we are coming into, you will not run away from a fight. In those days in our area where we used to run things, you know, some of you are protected by your mother from the day you were born up to now. They are still protecting you now. Even though you are a banker, she's still the one protecting you. Some of us, where we grew up, it was normal to fight on the street. And there was something you used to do, Brapa. I don't know if I'm sure you must have. When you want to fight with somebody, nobody wants to throw the first blow. You will not use your leg, draw a line. You do like this. If you are sure of yourself, cross this line. You know that one? Okay, power on the street. You know, meanwhile, you are drawing that line. Even your own mind, they cut too. You don't want to cross the line. You are just saying that I'm ready to fight. Cross this line. Then, if you are like some of us, we'll not cross the line, we'll not come back. See, I crossed the line. Oh, goodness. I think maybe sometimes when God just wants to relax, he'll just switch the channel to Nigeria. Just be watching. Come to Lagos and he will go to Mushin, go to Ajegunle, then go to Osborne, Ikoyi, see where people are deceiving themselves, living fake lives. Say, let me see this one again. You'll see that. Say this one. Say this one. No, they go to church again. Say, nah, doctor be a friend. Okay, make it. They go to the hospital. This one. Then God will come to a place like Maryland. Say prayer, prayer, prayer. Say, hey, see that. God will just use us to relax. The context for exhortation is the presence of enemies. One of the ways you will know you are on track with your life is when you are always faced with confrontation. Because that is what justifies the need for God to exalt you, to separate you from your brothers, to exalt you. And in case you are thinking that you have a lovely family, you and your siblings, you are very united, it's because you have not had the dream that Joseph had. When you have the kind of dream that Joseph had, you will know the kind of brothers you have. Even at your age, you are 34, your brother will still be telling you, I'm not your mate. And you think it is about the age. What he's trying to tell you is that I can see that something is about to break forth. Ofema be, you know, you want to step into a new season. You want to break into a new season. Oh God, I am your elder brother, calm down. Life is not like that. Many times from the conversations that people have with you, casually, you can determine what is going on around you in the realm of the spirit. When somebody who never questions what you do, who celebrates what you do, suddenly wakes up and says, why? A trusted ally in your business space, in your office, who respects you, all of a sudden we say, oh, what is this? There's nothing. We can recruit somebody else to do it. You know, they start casting aspersion. Do you need anybody to tell you that a tongue of accusation has risen against you? It is not that person. It is in the realm of the spirit. But the only reason why that tongue of accusation will have any effect is if you are below that person. So the moment you find that level of accusation coming, what do? You request for an exhortation. Rise above that person spiritually. There are people that some of you know in your office, before you, they will never say anything against you. But the things they say about you behind you, they have destroyed your name and your character. What did David say? You must request for your own to be what? Exalted. And the word exaltation is not at the same level. It's far apart. Come on, say far apart. It's far apart from that former level. And that's what some of you need right now. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Say my own, thou shalt exalt like the own of a unicorn. Now, I am one of those who believe, and don't take me too seriously, that there are so many of these, put up that scripture, there are so many of these animals, like the unicorn, that are believed to be mythical creatures that don't exist now. But for you to be here, most likely these creatures used to exist many, many, many thousands of years ago. Especially in the days of Nimrod, when the earth was very young. There were so many of these animals, like these ones that used to exist, and you find David making reference to it, because the horn of the unicorn is at the center of his head, in between his eyes, right? Isn't that significant? That there is no level of exhortation that the Lord will bring to you if it does not affect your mindset. Are you with me now? Some of you are very spiritual, but your mind is not half as spiritual as your spirit. I said when God wants to do something major in your life, it will cause an experience to happen to you that will migrate. It will shift your mind. For instance, if you are ready to marry or get to, if you have been praying and you feel you are ready to get married, one of the things that the Lord will do for you is that it will push your mind into marriage mode. It will push your mind. This is not just you imagining things. So it is the Lord that is exalting your own, and is doing it in two ways. Number one, is going to push your mind. The on is coming out from the center of your head, where your mind is, and then you will begin to have visions. Because the thing is in between your eyes, it will begin to trigger the type of visions you'll be. You will now see yourself married, you will see yourself having children, you will even see yourself having twins. And the rule in the realm of the spirit is that once you see it, your hand can touch it. Once you see it, then your hands can touch it. Put up that scripture. He said, the moment my own is exalted, then I shall be anointed. So this is a process here. When the Lord exalts you, he confirms that lifting with an anointing. Such that, and this is very significant here, because I believe most of us are familiar with the anointing oil. One of the things that happens to you, if you leave the oil, and let's say you don't have your bath for like a day or two, is that the oil no longer smells fresh. And I think even some of the oils we have at home in our kitchen is probably something of the same stock. You'll find that the oil is no more fresh. Once the oil has been used, right? Is no more fresh. It's the same thing with the anointing. It's not the anointing that is stale. It is because of the work the oil is doing. Like the one in your engine. Engine. Your car engine. The one in your engine. Brethren from Europe. The engine of the locomotive. I like to convince myself I'm a bit educated, even though I don't think I'm not. But when the time comes, I will speak the English I know. For now, suffer it to be so. Every time the anointing is being deployed, there will always be a need for a fresh anointing. Let me take a moment to just say something by the side. And if you remind me, I will come back and I will address it. There are certain anointings that we may walk in as individuals, but those anointings do not belong to us. They belong to the covering, the spiritual covering that we are part of. Those anointings, like, for instance, I belong to a church like this, like you're having dreams, prophetic dreams, visions, you are hearing God's voice, you are able to operate in certain measure of prophetic, yes, or signs and wonders. It is part of what the Lord has blessed us with here. But you see, that unction is a corporate unction, except that the Lord has actually gifted you some of these things personally. What that translates to is that if you, for instance, leave this environment and go cross over to that other environment, maybe all they do there is they talk about business and excellence and all of that and how to make it in life. You will notice that the unction from this place will begin to wane over time. Then you will begin to pick up the other one. So I will come back and I will establish this with scripture. But the concept of divine covering is not just a spiritual thing. It also affects the business space. Having to see people that were doing well, then they got married and their life turned around and started going down. Having to see people who are struggling with their life, they married a particular type of man or woman, their life just picked up. Covering is everything. Covering amplifies and takes away the need for you to labor for certain things, because the thing is already available in your space. That's the beautiful thing about covering. When David was faced with spiritual warfare from Saul and he had to run away, don't forget that both Saul and David had the same spiritual father. Come on, are you here now? But one brother was trying to kill another brother. When Saul was faced with challenges and battles, he went to a witch. But when David was being pursued by David, he ran back to Ramah, to Shiloh, where Samuel was. What is that telling you? Covering. Covering. This new year, don't joke with your covering. No. The idea about a spiritual covering is that it will give you certain resources. Okay, let me give you an example. So I went to the IT department of my school. So I've been trying to gain access to some softwares, academic softwares. And many of them are only tied or given to people who are professors and doctors within the community. So I went to my professor and asked, can I get access to a particular software like this for research and plagiarism? And we talked about it. And he just said to me, why don't you go to the IT department and request access? He just said, go to the IT department, request for access. Maybe they'll give it. So I went to the IT department and somebody said, no, go to room X123 and them this why you are here. I kept moving from office to office. And when I got there, the brother there just said, you don't need to come. Send me an email and I will give you access. This is a particular software that even if you have money, you cannot register for as an individual. You must first of all have access to the university email. You must have a university email. Only an academic email can access that website. And subscription, your university must recommend you. But the owners of this software in the US. Now, most of my colleagues, in fact, all of them, graduate, past, living, dead, none of them have access to it. But simply because I went to my professor and he said, go to the IT department and ask them if they can give you access to this. Because I also have an official university email, the same type that lecturers have, I have access to that email. So I sent my email with that access. It opened a level and a series of a door of opportunity to me. That is what covering is. Covering is meant to enhance you, not bring you down. And I have seen cases, and I'm saying this on a very personal note, I can't go into details. I have seen at least one that is not my personal experience, but two, three others that are my personal experience of people who felt that they had become prophets. They thought that they had become prophets because of their proximity to a certain person. And then they went out and started their prophetic ministry. Then warfare came. Warfare came. Destroyed their mind. Destroyed their job. Destroyed their career. And they were just there, left like, what's going on? The anointing you were using to prophesy the other time was not your own. It belonged to the community you were part of. It belonged to the community. And that's why some of you remember that when you attended certain churches way back on campus, you prayed more. Do you understand what I'm saying? You prayed more because that fellowship or the church, they were a praying church. Even if you don't believe in prayer, and you believe that all things are yours in Christ, if you go to Onike Wire, where my father in the Lord, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, is, you will not know when you start praying. You can only come to that church once as a prayerless person. Only once. Even that once, you will not finish the service before you start praying. Because when they say, hold your hands, and you start praying, you're not praying, they will leave you, move to another person. You will be alone. It will be obvious that you are a devil. So the next time you are coming, maybe you came wearing a, what's this thing, MJ? This dress, this top that ladies wear that I suppose they are. Yeah, you know it. So, when you wear that and you come the first Sunday, the next Sunday, nobody needs to tell you that where you are going is a military zone. So you have to prepare. You dress up. You remove your, we don't need earrings here. We don't need makeup. Nobody's looking at you. We are here to pray. Come fasting. Yeah. And from the door, you'll be hearing the song, so. God of Elijah, send down fire. God of it. From the bus stop where the keke dropped you, you'll be, God of it. You know you're already late. You are late for service. God of Elijah. And the pastor is the one leading the prayer. He will not leave that cubicle. But you'll be hearing his voice. Then, 3 years later, you graduate, you move to another church. And you'll be hearing, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. You now notice that now you have wisdom, but your prayer life is... Now you know why you should not be praying. You know, wisdom has come. You now tell people, everything is not prayer. It's not prayer. Yeah, maybe it's because there's a covering. You think you are wise. There's a covering from the revelation God gave that man that now helps you synthesize what is in the prayer equation and what is in the wisdom equation. So you don't pray about everything like you used to because you now know certain things. I dare you, leave that church. Now go to a church that all they do is they dance and wind their waist. 6 months later, let's compare what your life is looking like. I have seen people, and I'm not talking about small people, I'm talking about pastors, whose lives derailed because they left their ministry. They thought they were anointed. They didn't know that the anointing they were using was the corporate anointing given to that house. So you that couldn't hear God, suddenly you stand on the altar to, you know, want to take off. You say, I perceive the Lord said there's somewhere with a back pain. Your wife started asking you, are you also among the prophets? Because yesterday you were eating akpu and this. All through, you even woke me up in the middle. You went to the kitchen, you ate banana, ate. Now you're on the altar saying, I perceive there's somewhere. Your wife like, hey, don't be James, be this. I know my husband. Hey, say, your wife said, don't be playing with spiritual things. So. I know you. Don't copy Pastor Gwinga. Don't. I know you. This thing you are there. Are you sure? How did God tell you? Now, depending on the kind of assignment that the Lord has given to you, your horn may be a very weighty horn. There was a particular horn that Daniel spoke about in the scripture. He said it was a very small horn, but it was powerful. Very small horn, but it could control 10 kingdoms. So it is not the size. That thing that the Lord has put in you now that looks like nobody is noticing it. Water that ground. Find out what this horn needs. He said, my horn thou shall exalt. But there are certain things that the Lord will see and perceive for him to now conclude that it is time to exalt Busayo. And the moment the Lord speaks that word and say it is time to exalt Busayo, the earth realm will hear his voice and begin to align, begin to arrange, begin to arrange. Now certain things will begin to happen. Some people will start coming late to the office. They will not be available to make recommendations. You will now be in a place where people can ask you, what do you think? The moment they saw it, you say, sir, I think we can refer to this. There's a solution here. There's this here. There's that here. And you have been in this office. You don't talk. Because the heavens have spoken, so there will be earthly catastrophes. Things will be happening. All of a sudden, somebody somewhere remembers you. And before you know it, you are married.
Amen.
Now, I have one of my spiritual daughters. She might even be online now watching from Europe. But that was what happened to her. That's what happened to her. You know, your own is very important, but if you want to enhance it, you should be under a corresponding spiritual covering that aligns with that type of authority. For instance, there's a particular church in Ikeja. I have utmost respect for that pastor. But he's not a prayer person. He's not a prayer person. But If he teaches you for 6 months, your life will be organized. Eh? Your life, you will just go home and start arranging your room, start sweeping. Eh? No debt. No. You eat and wash the plate immediately. You know. The man even organized a school where people were coming to learn about business excellence. For many years, I even sponsored people from this church to go and learn there. And none of them came back. We used money to send them there. Then I said, that's where God wants them to be. I said, bring the money back. They could not bring the money back. So I said, well, I dash you to the man. So I may not be able to compete with them along those lines. But you see, my own, I must recognize it. So I was in a meeting on the island, I think was it last year or 2 years ago. And two of them, you know, in that group, they were seated beside me at the conference, the program where we went from. They were introducing us. And I think I shared that story before, you know, it was very interesting. But I wish they knew me, I want to be like them. So they were introduced, this Pastor Godman, this is Pastor that. People are clapping. They were now trying, they say prophet. When they said prophet, the two of them stood up. They wanted to greet me. Me, I say, you are greeting the wrong man. Me, I want to be like you. This thing you are doing now will not allow me to be like you because you are seeing me there. Eh? Me, I want to be like you. Eh? Because now I can't ask you for your number now because you already see me as a mountain prophet. So that's how, you know, a title destroyed my aspiration. But you know, I know a woman who has the gift of prophecy, and she attends this church in Ikeja. And I have seen, even though she's anointed, I've seen the restriction that she experiences because the covering that she has doesn't have the plugins. I don't know how to explain it. There's something I think we call plugins. Eh? I don't know how to explain more than that word. Plugins is that thing is supposed to make your work easier, the workflow, the whole thing. You can do everything from one place if you have certain plugins. I also hear that ChatGPT also has certain plugins that can enhance your workflow. You just go there. Tell me a story. And ChatGPT will tell me a funny story. So I went online yesterday night or evening. I was bored. So I told my wife to come. So I told ChatGPT, tell me about myself. When I saw what ChatGPT told me I had 3 children. Told me my daughter's nickname. Ha! Told me I have interest in leadership. Told me I'm a partner to Scrum. Told me I'm a pastor. Told me I have this Facebook, this YouTube. Told me everything. I say, so if they want to find me now, whoever is behind that team in the US, they can trace and they say this one is in Bagada. Go and pick him up. Here you are thinking nobody knows you. Go okay. When you go home today, log in. That's if you have been using your registered account too. Go and tell ChatGPT. My wife was now teasing and say, if you are someone that normally checks pornographic thing and all, that's how ChatGPT will just bring it out. I say he loves pornography. He's passionate about you see, then I put passion. He's passionate because you're always there. Come on, say God forbid. Hey, if you want to know your spirituality, go to your Google and type S and see what comes out first. That you will know how spiritual you are. I hope you are not trying to check Loretta. If you type S and you don't see scripture or something that has to do with songs, or if you see some other things, just come here for deliverance. Or you are seeing sporty bet. We'll be having deliverance here tomorrow, 9 a.m. Just come. Especially for you. Now, let's read one other scripture. The essence of this verse, and this verse I read to you, is extremely loaded. Because what that means is that it is the Lord that can exalt my own. Which means the Lord will look at me, Bara, and pay attention to my manner of living. He will look at the battles of which I am surrounded by. Then he will now say, we still have plans for this one. There is no way he can win this battle except we exalt him. The moment the Lord exalts you, you will start saying the same words, but with deeper and heavier impact. When you say, the demons will clear. Because now they can feel thunder and lightning coming with that cough. But before now, you needed to mention Jesus 7 times. And then plead the blood of Jesus 21 times. For the heavens to recognize that somebody has been attacked and we need to help him quickly. Come on, say, Father, exalt my horn like the horn of the unicorn. Now, when I come back, I'm going to come back to this set of scriptures. I'll begin to talk about how the horn will lead to your flourishing. Because it's in the same, the scripture says here that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. So to understand the context, we need to research the palm tree. To see the context of that prosperity, that flourishing. So that will be another day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but what? Come on, say in power. Okay, you didn't get it. We have a problem now. The problem is that we have many cerebral people who are holding the mic. At the end of the day, you really don't know. It's very academic. And me, I don't want anything that is academic. The devil is on my case. I don't want anything that is academic. The devil is not interested in your titration level. The word power that is used in this scripture is the word dunamis. Dunamis. There are different levels of power in the scripture that are the word used as power. We have dunamis, we have exousia, we have euphoros, we have... You want to give me another one? Kratos. That's the greatest of them. Kratos. Kratos is the power by which God raised Jesus from the dead. The word dunamis is a force. What did I say? Okay, you didn't understand. When a man is operating in dunamis, when a man is not operating in any form of power, but he's a Christian, Father, in Jesus' name, the wife will say, Amen. Father, we always thank you for your mercies as you go out, go with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Let's go. They lock the door and they go out. When that man is operating in dunamis, when he opens his mouth and say, Father, in the name of your... You will feel a force. Are you with me now? There is unction works with impact. When that man wants to release the power, one of the ways you will know, you will feel the environment. The spirit realm will feel the force of his words. That's why the first interpretation of the word dynamics is what we call force. Force. The power to move, the power to shake things. The power to replace, the power to dethrone. It is a very rare power that is unique to God, but he gave it to us. Come on, say it's mine. When a man that operates in dunamis is talking, you will feel the force. It is spiritual. I was listening to a man of God, and you know, he used to be in the occult, and he said, Maurice Cerullo was coming to their country for a crusade, and they sent a memo to all the wizards in that location that all of them should move out before the man comes in. One man, not Jesus, Maurice Cerullo. Is that man still alive? Huh? I think, but it's very old. Now, can I tell you something about Morisello that made me become very tired? I became very tired. Because I'm not sure. You know, in their generation, they didn't have the internet like that. They had, is dead now? Is it with the Lord? So, 2020. But it was, I think he came last to Nigeria. It was at Pastor Paul Eneche's church. Oh, yeah, let's ask our GPT. And boy, he's alive now, in the Lord. The man was, I think, last time I saw him was when he came to Dunamis Church at Abuja. When you see that man, he just looks, I don't see anything really special about him, except that everyone who is in the old court, they run away from him. The way he talks, he can't make me fall under. No, the way he talks, he's too weak. Except that when he laid hands on Pastor Paul Enetche, he fell. Hello, Benny? Benny? Is Benny he's talking to? Benny? You can see the man is frail. Benny? This is the man that the warlock said when he was coming to their country, they said all witches and wizards should move out of the country. That he must not, that man must not meet you people there, even though you are gone. Ah, this is not Elijah. This man just died. I'm sure they rejoiced when they must have thrown. Do you know what God can do with you if you just decide to be serious? Just think about it. And this thing is not gender-based, though. I say it's not gender-based. I don't know what's wrong with my husband. He already looked down at me. You get dunamis. Get dunamis. Your guy will be telling you, say, I don't play with my wife. He knows why he's saying it. He say, this woman, there is something. Boom. When you hear dunamis, you must hear force. It doesn't request for permission. I don't know if you heard it. Dunamis has the power to do what it does because it can. It doesn't negotiate. The word dunamis also means miraculous power. Not just power, but miraculous, the power that can work miracles. The word dunamis means the ability for abundance. The ability for what?
Abundance.
For abundance. Say, by this time tomorrow, you say a grain of flour of wheat shall be sold. And somebody said, even if God was to come down, you prophets, just open your mouth and talk anyhow. And the prophet decided, okay, well, you will not be here. Was it God who killed the man? It was the prophet. Did God ask the prophet? It was not a conversation. That's dunamis. In most recent times, I know these things work by desire. You have to desire it. Instead of wishing that girl will love you, spend your desire on dunamis. She will come back herself. There's a girl when I was serving, she plays tennis. And I've never seen a tall, she's tall, pretty, just lanky. Ebere. Her name is Ebere. Me, I was even trying to get her attention. But she just couldn't make any sense out of my person. So some of you say, I don't know why you reject me. We have all been rejected. Don't worry. We'll be all right. Let's be encouraging ourselves. Hey, Barry, you just have been guy. What's the matter? And I said, you're in my area. Let's chat. Let's talk. Maybe she's thinking I want to preach to her or something. I don't know. But she was just like, you know, when somebody is already at this level, I hope I'm not going backwards. You know, that feeling. And then she's Catholic. I mean, I don't have a problem with Catholic, but she has a problem with me. So, but one day, a friend convinced her. She came to my church, Redeemed. My pastor was not around, and I said, the service is in your hands. My pastor was not around. He went to the provincial headquarters. And while I was trying to take the offering, I started prophesying. He get tapped our friend. Is that Gwinga? Say no. Say look. Look again. All of a sudden, nobody recognized me again. See, that guy looks like Gwinga. Say, come on, not true. Gwinga has been prophesying. That attitude change you. As I came down from the altar, she waited. When I saw, I was trying to dodge her, you know, when you have been trying to do something bad. Now they now saw you trying to do something good. I didn't want her to know I'm a Christian. Because it was spoil my. This was in Sokoto. We have gone far to commit sin. Sokoto. I was trying to avoid the guy. Just said, she cornered me. She said, Minga, why didn't you tell me? I said, tell you what? Minga, well, that was you. You are prophesying. She said, wow. Wow. You like it? You like prophecy? I didn't know what to do myself. I was lost, you know. I'm getting mixed signals. I'll be coming to your area this evening to see the guys, you know. I will spend some time. I want us to talk. That's the day I knew that no woman follows a man for nothing. I love, just forget about that love. She has seen something about your life that she needs, or something that with time can become useful. Huh? All of you brothers that say you are humble, you don't talk. Huh? You are the one doing yourself. No woman follows a man for nothing. So I know you say you prayed and God spoke to you, but me, I'm here to confirm to you that no woman will follow you simply because you're a Christian.
All right.
So this is me, not the Lord. So don't go and say the pastor said, I'm telling you, brother, now why you are not married. You, that brother, I'm telling you why you're not. The lady cannot figure you out yet. This lady told me eventually she was going to call her dad, who was a judge in the Supreme Court in Nigeria, to get me a job. I didn't ask her. Is this prophecy? See, don't walk. Just sit down here and be prophesying. I believe it. Meanwhile, I've been prophesying. Nobody ever came to me in that church to say, man of God, we are so blessed. And I prophesy. I always break this one service. Say, come, they don't know your value. Come, I'll call my uncle. All our brothers were senior lawyers in the judiciary. She said, she's not asking to be born again. You are now the prophet of this family. Oh my, you're carrying my bag. I run. No. I know they do again. Which kind of thing is this? My calling is for nations. You just want to. Chioma, you want to put me in this? I cannot accept. That's why I run. No. As young as I was, I knew that it was time to run. One thing that dunamis will give you is the advantage of weight. Weight. When that anointing is in motion, it comes with a level of assurance and weight that this person knows what he's doing. It's almost equal to when you are listening to an experienced person talk. The person will just tell you, this thing will not work. They've done it. They've built it from the scratch. They know where you will likely have a problem. And they can see the flaw in your model. They will tell you, sir, it will work, but you will suffer. This thing will take you 5 years. We have been there. It didn't work. You need dunamis. Dunamis is different from exousia, because exousia talks about authority. Authority is likened to the kind of power that is given to a police officer. That's exousia. In the scriptures, you will see everything as power. But in the Greek or Hebrew rendition, the different words were used. Exousia is a... In those days, we used to have yellow fever. I don't know if we still have them. We have them in some corners of Lagos now. They are not in the city again. But in those days, we used to have yellow fever. And their uniform was a particular... Is it orange or... Very bright. You can't miss them. Even if you don't wear glasses, you will know this one is yellow fever. And if your skin is now yellow together with the uniform, may the Lord help you. But do you know that if the brother who is wearing that uniform stretches his hand to you, your vehicle, and says stop, naturally speaking, your vehicle is strong enough to clear him off, but you obey, you stop. Right? That's authority. A good example that I always like to use is when our mothers here, you say to your child, sit down, and you have some of our very wonderful young brothers in the children's church. When you tell them sit down here, they have all the reason not to sit down again. All the reasons immediately. They will start jumping and flying and somersaulting and sliding across the small room, and your heart is skipping. He said, but I told you to sit down there. You will get up, go and sit down again. Before you turn your back to pick your phone, the boy is gone again. That's authority. Authority, the failure rate for authority is high. So authority is, I give you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions. But it's very possible for you to cast out devils and they will not obey you. If you are using authority. Dunamis is for you to tell a woman, a young lady, if you get too close to my husband, you will not survive it. You will die. So, I rest my case. So, have a nice day. What's your name again? Say Nike. It's okay. That's dunamis. Exosia is you going to God. Shate kaba. No balea. Lord, deliver my marriage. That's exosia. Are you seeing the difference? Dunamis is, I don't have time to pray. Are you the one they are calling Nikes? Okay. Do you know so person said, if he calls you again, don't pick his call. Don't answer him. Say, if you do it, you will not live beyond 3 days. So, my name is Mrs. Ari Ike Showambo. So, the lady will be confused. It's either this lady is a witch or she's a powerful person that knows how to use the power. Most people who use authority don't know how to use it. So they have to only exercise that authority and hope that you comply. The power to enforce is not in authority. It's in dunamis. So if my wife was saying to my son, sit down, sit down, sit down, and he keeps misbehaving, I just walk into the parlor and I stare at all of them. You just see them sitting down. Sometimes they could be arguing with their mom. I just come in. You just say, everyone's quiet. Robin, but I don't know if you're a grandmaster in these things. So, you know. So, you just, for those of you who are fathers, you will probably know this level of anointing. You just come, you look at. Meanwhile, your wife may need to spank and scream and do so many other things. That's exousia. Even though in some families, the wife is the one making everything all right, the husband has lost both exousia and dunamis. But so we will recover it. Amen. The reason why you need dunamis is because if you are facing very powerful spirits, you have to be sure that when you call the name of Jesus once, there will be a manifestation. Once. You need to, when you are operating dunamis, you get to that point where you know that the mention and the announcement of your name, demons will leave for, they will leave that area for 14 days. Just like they did for Maurice Cerullo. Until the crusade was over. In fact, in that particular story, the man said they were told that 70 days after Maurice Cerullo left, they should not come back. 70 days. That was about, how many months is that? Over 2 months. That, go and look, go and fry yam. Go and visit your lost auntie. Go and visit your children in school. You see this redemption camp area where Bonky is coming. Don't let any vehicle drive you past that. If they say, don't say, come down, go and follow Ekpe for 70 days. What kind of aura does one man carry? Yeah, the man, if you see him, hey, Benny, you want to have some tea? Come on, I made some tea. But you look at it and say, see, Baba. In the spirit realm, they run away from him. That kind of man laid hands on Pastor. You now anointed Pastor Paulis. Pastor Paul's anointing became like water. Dunamis is overbearing. Oh, are you with me? That anointing is what? It's overbearing. Have you ever seen someone in the office and they are accusing, say, he's using his power against younger professionals, younger people in the office? Have you heard those kind of something similar to that? That's dunamis. He can do it because he can. And that's what we are receiving today.
Amen.
I said that's what we are receiving today. Say, so for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. In dunamis. The power to do because you can. The power to do. Come and say the power to do. Because I can. That's what Jesus gave to us. You go back home today and say, nobody dies in this house anymore. Because as long as I'm in this house, nobody dies in this house anymore. And the moment you take that dunamis position, it becomes greater. From today, hey, everybody start getting married. Start having children. See, let me give you an example of dunamis. Elisha was summoned because the water of the city, of the village was poisoned. It was cursed. Elisha asked for salt. He didn't even bind or loose. He just poured it and said, from today. He just speaks a word. Asheni. Authority. When he says it, the heavens will receive it, the earth will respond, and everybody goes on. The water that used to kill people, that used to take people's life, Elisha said, hey, from today, whenever people drink you, they will not die again. And death lost his power. Death lost his power. And the Bible says even Elisha in authority is weaker than John the Baptist. But he that is the least in the kingdom has more authority than John the Baptist, has more authority, has more power than Elisha. Do you know you are more anointed than Elisha? Do you know you are more anointed than Elijah? Listen to me. I am only making reference to them to give you an idea what is in on the inside of you. Kingdom of God is not in word. There are things we will no longer negotiate with the devil. Over our families, we will no longer negotiate. We will no longer negotiate. Let me tell you something about this man that I just spoke to you about. One day somebody came to his house and he said, you should see this news that just came out. They were trying to get Maurice Cerullo to watch the news. Maurice Cerullo said, I have covenanted with God not to watch the TV again. Especially when it has to do with things like news. That those things are, like my president would say, fake media. My president, or the one in America, say fake media. Say, you know, they're your fake media. Your fake media. Man of God. The man said he covenanted with God. That this is eyes, we only see his glory, not watch news. There is always a trigger point. There is, at your journey into dunamis, there is something many times the Lord will give to you and say, this one, this is the condition. It's not because the Lord cannot give it to you freely, but when he wants to give you uncontrollable power, he will not put something there. Paul was speaking to us at some point. He said he was besought by a certain travail. He said, and I prayed 3 times that God will remove this problem from me. He said, and God did not remove. God said, my grace is sufficient from you. I was in a meeting where Apostle Obadiah was preaching many years ago. The man was preaching. This one is not ahead. I was in the crusade. I was a young boy. I was in the crusade. Now, the things that made me become a Christian were the things I saw early. So when I was praying and asking God to save my soul, and I was not feeling it, I knew that the day I found it, I would know. I was in a crusade with and Prophet Obadiah was preaching. Then he stopped preaching. You know, he preaches in Yoruba. I don't know. These things are bad. You should go and learn Yoruba. Yeah. He was speaking. He just said, Alakure Konwambi. There's a man here. Oluwa Sokwe, the Lord said, today is the day of your deliverance. You are like this. You are like. He started describing the man. He said, "Yeah, Jade Koma Bombi." He stopped his preaching. He said, "That man should come out. He will wait." The man refused to come out. I think the man, he said he has charms and all those things, and he came with them. The man refused to come out. He now said, like, you think that because I'm blind, I'm a blind prophet, that I don't know what I'm saying. It was from his mouth. Have you heard me say there are some people with tie chains around their neck, legs, and drag them into the kingdom? It was from that man I heard it that night. It was the first. He just said, he stood on one spot. He would raise his head and laugh. He said, okay. That he would use shackles, put it around the man's legs, and drag the man out. And I said, oh yeah, if you give it to Baba, wherever you are, come and get it. So let the angels go and bring him. Since you refuse to come out before God and man. Before God and man. You know, the crusade ground was quiet. I just saw a man doing like this. As though he couldn't walk freely, like when you have shackles around, he was doing like this. You know, Badari could not see the man. The man was just coming like this. And when he got to the front of Obadiah, Obadiah just laughed. Where I was seated, I could not find anywhere to run. I was at the... Hey, now charge me this. Now so that they do have for this. The man knew when the blind prophet knew when the man got to his presence. He laughed. Ha 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 ha. Wole! He commanded, say, kneel. He wasn't begging the guy to give his life to Christ. He wasn't begging that, do you know Jesus loves you? Do you know that Jesus died to save your soul? Do you know that if you accept him today, he will lie, you will make heaven well? He said, Wole! On your knees. Dunamis. I don't know how you are hearing what I'm saying. No. These men lived among, they are not in America, they were in Nigeria here. Even though physically he cannot see you, but he sees more than all of you. He gets up when he needs to see, according to what we heard, when time he needs to see, God will open his eyes, he will see, he will walk around, then he's blind again. But he wasn't always like that. But for the level of power that was committed to him, God needed to keep him in a particular position. Paul said, I prayed. Now, don't be afraid, because some of you are not thinking, yeah. Hey, make I just stay for my level. Moses, you will be talking to him. Anything he says, is it that I want to build church? We'll contribute. We'll buy land. You see this dunamis. You and your wife, you can be doing dunamis. But you need it, because if you want to take systems that devils have controlled for years, you cannot do it with exousia. They will challenge you. Exodia is God's power. but it's good, it's for the low level operation. Why do you need power? Or what is the purpose of power? We are going to pray very soon. We need power for sonship. The Bible says, as many have received him, he gave them power to become. To become. There is a power to become. There's a power that makes you turn into another man. There's a power that makes you a son. Agbara ton son yo diomo ton seru diomo. It's an ability. Once that power comes upon you, it was what Samuel said to Saul, you shall be turned into another man. The power didn't come upon you. If it comes upon you, you can't be the same. It will change you. It will alter your DNA. It will alter your spiritual chemistry. We need power for sonship. Number two, we need power for ministry.
Hey, of life. You will show me, you will show me the path, way of life.
I have seen two equally anointed men of God under the same atmosphere, and they minister differently. I beg you, don't lose your anointing because of what somebody said. A lot of people, and I'm not talking about one or two or three that I know that have spoken to me. I know people that stopped seeing visions because the church they attend, they don't believe in people seeing visions. They talk down on it. Say, you need the word. You need the word. I agree, but you also need visions. Because in Joel chapter 2, when the spirit was released from on high, it was not the Bible it brought. It brought prophecy. It brought visions. It brought revelations. Those are the things, when you are not with your physical Bible, there are tools that God can use to easily communicate with you. What is prophecy? The ability to hear the foretelling mind, purpose of God. Foretelling. The prophecy reveals the mind of God for now. Not yesterday. Not for tomorrow. For now. That is why it obeys only three rules of encouragement, exhortation, and comfort. Foretelling. But there is also a foretelling. That is the one that predicts and tells you the future. This is what will happen if this happens, blah, 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 and tell you this. And to a degree, you need both. You need both. Because the day David will face Goliath, he will do it alone. His pastor will not be there. The day David will face Goliath, his pastor's number will not ring. So you have to be strong in the Lord. You cannot play with your desire, because that is your registration form, your desire. And if you start early now, if you can tell your children to start desiring these things early now, they would have gone far before they are 18. Because God doesn't look at age, he looks at your desire. Many times, for those of us who seem to work in some of these things, there was a reason why those things happened. For me, it was pain. It was my pain. I was unhealed. I had a damaged soul. My soul was damaged when I was as young as 6 years, 7 years old. My soul was damaged. Most people didn't know, but I was already having experiences of being emotionally abused and being, you know, sexually abused in my own house. I was already damaged. I was a damaged soul. Just when I was about to, as I finished my work, the devil, I used to hear the devil tell you, the way I hear God, that is where I hear devil. The devil told me, say, okay, come now. You want to serve God. Don't you think it's best for you? You are a young boy. Go and enjoy life. I just finished work. He said, be free. Don't put pressure on yourself. Say that when you are much older, you will know what you want in life. told me. That conversation, oh, if I tell you what that conversation did to me. If it was the normal sin I was committing, normal sin, it would have been better. Where it took me to? By the time I recovered myself, I could not even pray and say, God, forgive me. Because I had gone far. If you are thinking of fornication and adultery, I went farther than that. So just to give you an idea. So if your own sin is fornication, you have not gone far. We'll bring you back today. I said when I looked at myself in the mirror after 3 weeks, just a seemingly innocent conversation that only one person was talking and I heard. By the time I came out of my bedroom, the things I did with that information, don't put pressure on yourself. Relax. Just finish your work. Relax. Relax. You will have time to serve God. You are a young boy. Allow yourself to go through the developmental stages that you need to go through. Don't be a man now. Relax. The devil appealed to me and almost destroyed my life. The second time I heard the devil clear like that was after I proposed to this woman here. Clearly, when I proposed to her, I got home, and the devil told me, it's confirmed, you are an idiot. I'm not joking. I wish I could tell you I'm making this thing up. This particular meeting was for 12 hours. It was very long. And you know, there's something about when you are hearing something for 12 hours, it breaks you from inside. By the time I got up, this conversation started around 9 p.m. Like 6 p.m. in the evening. By 6 a.m. the next morning, I didn't sleep. Listening to one voice. Like I was in my room, seated on the floor, listening to one voice. This was in the year 2002. That period, 2002. And I sat in my room. I could not tell my mom. How do I tell her that I've been talking to the devil for 12 hours? And we're alone in the house. The devil spoke to me and gave me the reasons why I must, whatever it is you are thinking about, cut it off. Cut it off. The devil quoted scriptures to me and told me, what's your problem? He said, either find it. Did you find her? I'm telling you. I said, I didn't find her. He said, so what was your stress? Let her go. You'll meet other people in future. The problem is not whether you meet other people in future. The problem is whether those people can carry your burden. It's not the problem. The problem is not meeting people. No matter how great some people are, they are not good for your to be your wife or your husband. They are just good at that level. I don't know if we've even had this discussion before, but I mean, she's here for the first time. I came out of that meeting ready to use that my palasa, that and that Nokia phone with antenna to send test. It's over. Pam. Around 6 a.m., then the Holy Spirit started talking. And you know that voice is so different. It's so different. Say, for I am the Lord. Whatever I do shall be forever. Even though my purposes are not clear to you, they are clearly written in the stars. He said, that which I have said is truth, and you must believe it. He said, there is nothing I have said to you that has not been properly thought of. You are limited in your reality. I am not limited in my reality. Say, so believe that which I have said to you. You know, as he was talking, I just said, ka, ka, something was breaking. The chains that had been put around me for 12 hours, pra, 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 started breaking. And I came out 6 a.m. I went into the room 6 p.m., completely bound. Came out 6 a.m. It didn't take God 10 minutes to break everything. It didn't take him 10 minutes. You need the advantage. Don't let anybody talk down your. I know people who went side going to some churches. They say it's not by prayer, it's not by fasting. You know, that their gift shut down. But you know the gifts that you are. If you are gifted in dreams, visions, prophecy, and all those kind of giftings, you need a prayer life to power it. You need a prayer life. Don't let anybody deceive you. And say it's in the heart, brother. You just need to make sure your heart is connected to God. How is the heart connected to God? Let me ask you. Since you know the solution, how is the heart connected to God without prayer? Why didn't the Holy Spirit say to Jesus, "Today I release you with power," before fasting? Why didn't God, while he was being baptized by water, why was it only confirmation they gave, not power? Say, "This is our beloved son." After then, they drove him. "Oh yeah, you've been with your mother for so many years. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. For wilderness. Come and experience something else. As you are going to be praying, you know." And Jesus learned what it meant to be alone without father, without mother, for 40 days in the wilderness, without shelter, without no provision, no food, no water, no nothing. He was just there. The same way God will drive some of you today. And then after 40 days, you will emerge with power. Amen. I say you will emerge with power. Amen. I say you will emerge with power. Amen. Don't let the devil deceive you. You don't need to be a pastor to walk in dunamis. The people in your offices, that is the advantage. Dunamis. My wife's supervisor many years ago had a shrine in his house that even his wife did not know a shrine was in the house. And he will come and talk to the senior other boss and put his idol in his pocket and be rubbing it. But they were all wearing suits. They were in the bank. Be rubbing the cowries like this. "Oh, guy, we need to move that 25 million. "Okay, okay, 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 okay. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, you take charge. You take charge." The guy was moving the money to his own account. Nobody in the whole bank saw it. Nobody. Is it not what is there that you can see? Whatever we cover spiritually, you will not see it. You think you really know anybody because they tell you their names and their phone number? You think that's how to know a person? Every person has a spiritual representation. Go and find what that thing is. The kingdom of God is not in word. If it's about preaching, everybody can preach. If I ask many of you now, "Oh yeah, preach." Even the one that is not born, he will repeat what I said now and will still clap. But can you beckon on the God of heaven that if truly I'm a prophet, let fire fall down and consume these men and their 50, this captain and their 50? These are the things we need to walk into 2025 with. Dunamis. And don't forget, dunamis always has a force with it. When you come in, they feel your aura. This one is different. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the person we are looking for. There's just something. You go into the interview all with that aura. You enter. You can say, "Okay, this aura for today, we twist it, add a few perfume and a nice aroma to it." When you enter the room, the HR manager will be perceiving, "This woman reminds me of my mother, my late mother." "How are you, young lady? Sit down, sit down, sit down. Tell me about yourself." "Oh, you went to a going away. Ah, wonder. You know, that was the school I wanted to go to. They didn't give me admission." Okay. All right. You hear from us. That's what they did against me when I did my interview in Ife. I didn't know about Aura. The girl that came in before me, they asked the girl, "What's GSM? What does the meaning of GSM have to do with lecturing appointment? We are here to grill us. Let's ask us questions. So what's your name?" "Okay." "Is your father so super?" "Say, okay. What do you know?" "Just global. Is it satellite or communication?" "Say, okay, well, you tried. Eh? Napule be there. I don't like the way that I'm seeing this thing. The moment I enter, they say, "Is there anybody there?" "Say, there's one." No, we are okay." "Say, no, there's, I was the one, no." I say, I'm here. "I say, okay, well, just enter. The theory of this one that, hey." So the girl that just walked out, you asked her about GSM. "Oh, do you know they even had a problem with my suit? Say they don't like my suit." In the academia, you wear demure colors. You are not loud. Calm. Blue. Gray. You know, academic. This girl wore, is it purple or something? Is it? After that interview, a professor called me and said to me, "Oga, you did well, but we will not take you. We will take that girl. That girl is single. Go and marry her. I'm telling you that." I never see this kind of thing before. The man told me, he said, "That's what happened to me. That's how I came into this school." Say, "We don't take the best. We don't take the best. We take the second best. That's how we do it here. Owe you Ife." He told me, he said, "That girl, her mother is a nurse at Owe you teacher hospital. I know her, she's from a good family. Go and become my friend. Marry her. If you marry her, you will resume next year in this school, in this faculty." I said, "Thank you, sir." Now, some person they take marry. You know, the man didn't hide it. He just told me, "Oh, her, this is it. Say, we won't take you." He now started counseling me about life, how life is not fair. This is my small life. If I tell you what I've heard, the people that didn't want me to marry my wife, there are too many. I met them in Ife. I met them at Sokoto. I met them everywhere. Advice. Maybe, but all my colleagues that came in through that period are all full-blown professors like 7 years ago. I would have been a professor with gray hair. But knowing that I missed my purpose in a because God will not use me in Lagos again, because now I'm in Ife. And the purpose was Lagos. So you need the power of God for sonship. What else do you need it for? You need it for ministry, because you are going to face a lot of opposition. You need it for territorial control. You need dunamis for territorial control, to control your space spiritually. Because there are powers that always want to invade, and they don't respect your anointing. They will keep trying. I listened to a witch online, you know. The people me I follow online, this one is she's a young girl and she's a witch. Very pretty girl. She's in her maybe late 20s. You must have seen, I wanted to post that video on my status, but I said, so people will not accuse me that these are the people mentoring me now. So I just left the video. I think it's somewhere in my video gallery also. The girl said, and some of you might have seen that video, she said, as a witch, say, what most of you Christians don't know is that we can study you for 1 year before we come for you. Who saw one video like that on Facebook? The guy is not Nigerian. Maybe it's from that Kenyan or something. The guy said, we can study you for 1 year. 1 year. Before you will not even know there's a problem. Are you saying something? He said, we'll study how you eat, how you sleep. We'll study your prayer life, the kind of movies you watch. We will just come, sit down. You won't even know any. But apart, you are here. The lady will sit at the back there. You will never see the connection. They will never greet you. They'll just be watching and say, see the way he prays God. They will. She said, if you come to our kingdom and see dossiers, big diaries we have for many people. She said, so when we come against them, we are coming ready. We are not. She said, sometimes we fast for 1 year. See, 14 days now. Some of you, my stomach. Even me, this morning, I was in that place. My stomach was, I told myself, like a child, I said, my stomach, myself. The pastor, that's the pastor. So when you are complaining, know that as they do you now, so they do me. I said, pastor, see, pastor, sorry. Inside that office, you people are here praising God. You did not see pastor, you did not ask. Maybe the man even collapsed there. See, he's praying, he's receiving the anointing. The man is on the floor rolling. See, pepper. See, it's because you have not eaten. I was even telling pastor, I said, thank God the fasting we end today. This wicked pastor wants to kill all of us in this church. I'm the pastor. If you know how I hate myself, the pastoral side. So when you are angry at me, I'm also angry at the pastor of the church. So when you have someone that tells you that I fasted for 1 year to gain understanding on how to deal with you, then you now come, say, Father, we have authority in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus. Say, hey. Even Jesus will say, don't mention that. Just keep quiet. Let them defeat you. Because for the last 6 months, it's Aku every morning, but they day and night. Let them defeat you. So after now, you can be okay. If you go and listen to those white preachers that tell you, you have the grace of God. Grace of God is God's effort over your life. Huh? But Paul said, even though I receive the grace of God, I labor more than them all. Eh? When you get to heaven, you will not be rewarded on grace. You will be rewarded on works. 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 What you did for God. I casted out a demon from one lady some time ago. And the lady, very hefty, she charged towards me. I mean, you know me, Omar Gbale, I follow all those old people. I don't follow any young preacher. Eh? The only young preacher I listen to is Arume. I don't listen to any young preacher. I am maybe Pastor Desmond. I can't even call Pastor Ayo. Pastor Ayo is even an old man now. It's an old man in the spirit. But I mean old in terms of those fathers. Eh? Did you see Baba Molen when he came? Did you see when he was praying at some point? He just stood and said, Bagbara, Bagbara, Bagbara. He said, I was looking at my, I said, Mama, no, no, waiting this man, they talk. Mama, I was looking at you from the floor. I said, Mama, no. This one, no time to interpret. If, do you know what Bagbara means? Hey, he said. Now, you may not, you know, I told you, dunamis is forceful. Eh? That's the key message for today's force. This man that is praying, that Bagbara means receive power, receive power, receive power. That's what he was saying. No? In that meeting that day, there were many politicians. There were many pastors. There were many IT people. But everybody forgot about their calling. They started shouting, hey, me, ah, me. Even if you shout amen, the voltage is low. It has to be ah, me. You have to say it in Yoruba to catch it. Because the man that is praying for you was holding a crusade not too long ago. And one of his members lost his wife the night before the crusade. And the person carried the dead wife, put her on the altar that Baba Molenyi will preach in the morning. The person I called Baba Molenyi, Daddy, Mommy Tilo, I said, Mommy has died. Ah, what happened? Are you at the hospital? He said, no, we are at the crusade ground. Ah, what are you doing at the crusade ground? He said, the God of my father is here. He said, hey. She take her to the hospital. He said, no. He said, okay, I'm coming. 2 a.m. on crusade ground. You, the man, and his dead wife. Sir, now, let me put a disclaimer here. Oh, let me not say it. Because I'm a pastor and I love my people. I want to tell you that don't come here at 2 a.m. If you have not done membership class and you have not, you don't come here at 2 a.m. But you know, the man humbled me. The man said when he got to the crusade ground, met the man alone in the dark. Me, I cannot even stay there. I can't stay alone with a dead person. What does the living have to do with the dead? You are dead. You are God. That's it. We are no more together. The man, some men have liver. He stayed in that place, that open crusade ground, waiting for Baba to come. Baba got there. He met the man praying. So these are the things that when I hear, I begin to ask myself, is it that maybe we are talking too much about prayer in this church, but we are not praying? That's the problem. We young people, we talk. No power, no time, no revelation, no nothing. We are just there. All the revelation in your head, but you don't know how to enter the chemistry lab. He met the man praying. He looked at the woman. She was already covered. She said he pulled the cloth and spoke to her ears. Say, well, what's her name? He said, maybe Kemi. Oluwa. Oluwa Kemi. He screamed it and the woman shouted, oh! He didn't pray. Say dunamis. When you have dunamis, not every time you call Jesus. That power is already living on the inside of you. When you dispel it with force. I said that power works with force. It's not Jesus. That one, we will give you exousia. The moment you are, have you seen how our parents used to pray in those days? They will shout. You will see them. Everything begins to move in the same direction. If I say push your pen and shakalaba, you and who? You have been surrounded by the enemy. When you finish drinking your pepper water, call me. The man asked the woman, where are you? She said, I saw myself across a river. And I saw every dead person in my family across the river. And they were saying, come. Cross the river and come and join us. See, and I was about to cross it. Then you stood in front of me. And said, she will not go. Say, the man over there came and started struggling. That she's late. She must join us. Said, and then you made a statement. I am a pastor. She's not going. You see this thing of spiritual covering, it is deep. He said, I am a pastor. And I said, our time is not up. Say, therefore, in the name of Jesus, release her. He said, that moment that he was shouting, release her, that he was dragging her, that was when the pastor was here on this side shouting, Oluwa kemi! That was what she heard on the other side. And boom, she disappeared and came back. That Baba that came, that pastor you brought here for 2-3 days. A direct disciple of Papa Obadari. Dunamis. This brings me to one aspect as we round up. There are certain aspects of dunamis that can be transferred. Are you here? There are certain aspects of dunamis that can be transferred from a spiritual father to a spiritual son, or from a spiritual father to a spiritual daughter. Brethren, we are not alone in this place. We are not alone in this place. I need you to be sensitive. Because there are some of us that are in this place. You see, there is something that has power over time. And that is the word of the Lord. And there are a few people here today. You've heard me speak about these things for so long. But because in your heart, you have established that this connection is true, then such as I have, the Lord will give to you. The power of God is already moving. Please be sensitive, ushers. Listen, some of us here are going to be receiving incredible power of sight. We have waited on the Lord. We have sought him for 14 days. God will give you this as an advantage for 2025. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, something is happening here right now. There's a lot of transformation going on now. I'm telling you. I am telling you. Wow. Spirit of the Lord, where are these people you spoke about? Begin to find them. Begin to find them. Let your power begin to find them. Bring them to the altar. Begin to find them. Begin to find them. Begin to find them. Spirit of God, move
and begin to find them. Begin to find them in the name of Jesus. Listen, in 2025, the Lord said that the gift of eyes and the gift of ears will not be the signature of the members of this church. Even those who are not seeing visions, when they begin to come, it will be a gift to welcome them. Wherever you are, I want you to know the Lord is standing with you. Some of you will feel burning sensation in your ears. You will feel burning sensation in your eyes. You will feel burning sensation in your hands. Listen to me. Something is happening to even among the young ones. The Lord will cause this gift of eyes to be given to as many as an advantage for the new year. Listen. Even upon our little ones. Moses prayed a prayer. He said, how I wish that all of God's people were prophets. That prayer is going to be fulfilled in this church. This church will rise to become a company of prophets. Every one of us, we will rise to become a company of prophets. I said we will rise to become a company of prophets. The power of God is moving here. The power of God is moving here. 1, 2, 3, come on, take it. Listen, if you know, if you understand, play low. If you understand what we are saying here now, you will rejoice. In the year 2025, all our children will be prophets. We give them permission to begin to experience the prophetic. There is a level of intensity, light intensity, that breaks through darkness. It breaks through it. Some of you are here, you will not have any reaction. When you get home, something is going to shift inside of you. You will begin to see clearly the way you are seeing now. You will be seeing the supernatural realm like without. Now, what I'm talking about is what I refer to as open visions. Now, you must desire open visions because the accuracy level of open vision is 99.9. I'm telling you. And not many people are in that open visions. But if you can, if God can bless, that's what I want you to desire. Because the rule of the spiritual, when you see it, you can speak to it and you can receive it. The problem is that if you are unable to detect what is standing in front of you spiritually, so how do you speak to it? So you need eyes before power. The power to see so that you can address those things. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, may your eyes become bright as lamps. Your eyes will remain continuously open. They will no longer be shut. They will no longer be shut. They will no longer be shut. The Spirit of the Lord will begin to operate with you at a deeper level, bringing you timely revelation, causing you to gain understanding and unparalleled wisdom in the name of Jesus. Listen, we have fasted in this church for several years at a time like this, but we have entered a Kairos moment. As a church, we have entered a Kairos moment, and now the Lord says this house will rise as a company of prophets. Which means whatever I miss, Loretta will not miss it. Whatever she misses, Pastor Buki will not miss it. Will become a mighty force that cannot be penetrated because of the level of revelation. I say level of revelation. Some of you are experiencing certain things, but now the Lord is bringing you more. And that more has a name. It is called overflow. It's a river. And you are going to drink from it now. Jesus said, if any man thirst, say you will drink. You will drink. And right now, you are drinking. You are drinking. You are drinking. Something is happening to you in your belly. And you are drinking. Something is happening to you in your belly. Oh, there's a river flowing there, and it is liquid fire. There is something flowing there. Authority is flowing there. Authority is flowing there. Authority is flowing there. Authority is flowing there. It's a river. It's a river. It's a river. Power from above. Power that cannot be contested. Power that cannot be insulted. Oh my God. Ekatanea! Fall like rain. Fall like rain. Even among the little one amongst us. Fall like rain upon us. Fall like rain upon us. Let everyone be empowered. Now, there's a brother that is in this place. You're a fervent Christian. And despite your level of skill, you have continued to struggle. This brother is married. You have continued to struggle and operate at a particular level financially. But I saw a spirit being separated from you. I saw a spirit... I saw a spirit being separated from you. And the Lord said, now you will be given that which is yours. This new year is a year of unfair advantage. I said this new year is a year of unfair advantage. If you can hear God, use it to your advantage. If you can see, use it to your advantage. Well, if you cannot see, you cannot hear. Ah. How long will it take you to know if the Lord is in the house? How long? How long? There is a power location for everything, though. There is a power location for everything. There is a power location for everything. For everything. Anything that you think you are interested in. Even that your field, that your area of work or whatever, there is an allocation of power for it that we can give you unfair advantage. And today you are getting it. Amen. Let me tell you something about the spiritual realm. It is one thing to have gifting. It is another thing to have patience, to steward that gifting. If the Lord is telling you something and you don't have the patience to cook that vegetable, you will think that thing is wrong. That thing is very correct too. But it may even be something the Lord is telling you about your own life. But if you are not patient, you say, it's not me. You need to sit down and let that fire cook very well. You will now begin to realize that this person God is talking about is the you of the next 5 years. that you have not even surfaced at all.
I once went to one meeting and the person was trying to preach against prophetic gifting. Imagine now that I'm in this church like this on a day. The person that preached the message has gone back to his village. And I'm here. Somebody is going through something like this. Because I followed somebody that didn't read his, finish reading his Bible. I will not abandon my gift because of what somebody said. And there are people around me that are suffering and need the benefit of that gift. Today, if you can travel, you will live here with a brand new future. Please be sensitive. The power of the Lord is still moving here. I can feel very strong voltage of electricity around here. Let the power of God separate you. Separate you from unnecessary warfare. Amen. Let the power of God rest upon you. Amen. Making you stronger than your enemies. Amen. Making you stronger than your adversaries. Amen. The power of sight. Amen. Receive it. The power to see. Let your spiritual eyes open now. In the name of Jesus. Let it open now. Let it open now. Let it open. Let that blindfold be removed. In the name of Jesus. From today, nothing bypasses you. Whatever you see, you receive authority over. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, take delivery of a brand new future. In the name of Jesus. Take delivery of a brand new future. Take delivery. Take delivery. Take delivery. Take delivery. It's yours. It's yours. In the name of Jesus, you will not fail again. In the name of Jesus, I want you to give God glory right now. I want you to give God glory right now. Teaching us your ways, teaching us your truth, showing us the way we must go, helping us to prosper in our soul.